I want you to think back to the 90s, to movies like Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society. For this next story, imagine one of those movies shot in black and white, with prayer beads and scenes from a mosque. Oh, and imagine it all in French. That's the recipe for the new film, May Allah Bless France. It comes out in the U.S. next week. And the man behind the camera is also the character at the heart of the film. His name is Abdelmalek, and he's kind of a big deal in France. He's a best-selling rapper, a poet, an acclaimed author, and now a filmmaker. We sat down to talk with him at his film company's office in Paris.
Un, deux, test de micro. Un, deux, un, deux, un, deux. La vie est belle, le soleil brille, nous sommes heureux.
Abdelmalek is a slim and youthful 40 in his upturned baseball cap and zebra-striped hooded sweatshirt. He was born to Congolese Catholic parents, but he's an observant Muslim. And he says May Allah Bless France isn't just a hip-hop film.
C'est pas juste une démarche, comment dire, purement esthétique.
My movie isn't just a visual exercise. It's deeply political.
Profondément politique.
It has political value because it can be useful for the community.
Qui est d'utilité publique.
His community is in the depressed suburbs of France. The film opens with a montage of black and brown faces against the tower blocks of the city of Strasbourg. Cut to images of SWAT teams breaking down doors in the neighborhood and wrestling with suspects under arrest. These are the same communities that have been under scrutiny since the attacks at Charlie Hebdo earlier this year. It's where so many of France's millions of Muslims live. And like the communities they mirror in the U.S., hip-hop is the soundtrack.
Soldat de plomb. J'étais adolescent quand j'ai vu le destin prendre un calibre et nous descendre un par un. Mort par overdose, par arme à feu.
On this song, Tin Soldier, Abdelmalek recounts the violence he saw as a young man. Had seen death by overdose, firearm, blade, or rope, he raps. A smile and some attention may have made a difference. We'd have been normal, not child soldiers. It's this song that helped make him a star in France nearly 10 years ago, when he says the music needed a dose of reality.
C'est-à-dire on fantasme énormément sur les banlieues.
There are a lot of misperceptions about urban culture and hip-hop. So, as a rapper, I wanted to bring some truth to this. From the voice of someone who knows reality. And I wanted to do the same with Islam.
If you're going to understand the French Muslim experience, you have to listen to hip-hop, says Hisham Aidi. He's written about Muslim youth culture in his book, Rebel Music.
France is the second biggest market for hip-hop in the world outside the U.S. Some of the leading hip-hop artists in France are Muslim, either the children of immigrants or converts. So Muslim artists are really the gatekeepers of hip-hop culture in France. And Abdelmalek was one of the pioneers.
May Allah Bless France is the story of how Abdelmalek reached that point. It begins on the streets of Strasbourg as a teenaged Abdelmalek is shown swaggering across the street on his way to school, thinking out loud, spitting rhymes.
Ma bibliothèque, mes livres sont mes seuls bling bling.
My library, my books are my only bling bling, he raps. And that scene is a good example of what he brings to the music, says Hisham Aidi.
He's one cerebral rapper. This is the man who said that French hip-hop artists are the children of Public Enemy and Jacques Derrida.
Those are some parents.
Those are some parents, right.
But while that complicated mix of hip-hop and postmodern philosophy was swirling in Abdelmalek's mind, violence and gunfire were all around him. The film shows drug deals, funerals, and police raids.
Comme celui des banlieues, comme celui des cités.
In the banlieue, or the suburbs, things can quickly turn to tragedy because of what these kids are exposed to every day. I mean, I've seen people die with my own eyes because they think they're invincible. They think that they're Scarface in their own movie. I mean, they're dying from drugs, heroin, and just living a dangerous lifestyle.
Abdelmalek got pulled into that toxic mix as a teenager. He says at the heart of the problem is the fact that he and his friends didn't feel French. There's this one scene early in the movie. Abdelmalek and his friends have been arrested for throwing stones at the cops. His uncle bails them out. But he's not just angry about the crime. He warns them about knowing their place.
Nous, ce pays, on l'aime, mais lui, il nous aime pas. Vous n'êtes pas chez vous ici. Faut savoir vous tenir.
L'oncle qui dit,
in the film, when the uncle says, we love this country, but this country doesn't love us, that's really the problem. Symbolically, the French Republic is the mother of all citizens. And as a mother, it should love all of its children with the same amount of love, and maybe even a little bit more for those who are fragile, for the weaker ones from the suburbs.
Abdelmalek says education helped him become stronger. And the title song from his film, May Allah Bless France, makes that point. Je symbolise un nouveau contrat social qui distingue
l'homme de l'animal, les poseurs, les faiseurs, les empêcheurs d'unité. Ce message dit que ce morceau dit que le problème donc c'est l'incompréhension et l'éducation.
The song is about the fact that extremism feeds on ignorance. And the solution really lies within education. La rue, notre lignage, la haine plus de notre âge. Que veux-tu représenter? La malédiction ou la bénédiction? We have to teach religion in schools. There's a lot of talk, but children don't really have access to knowledge. If they really knew what Islam was about, they wouldn't be fooled by any radical preacher who tells them that Islam is X, Y, or Z. They would know better.
But some young Muslim rap fans dismiss him. They say Abdelmalek, he's been co-opted by the French government. It doesn't help that in 2008, he was named a Knight of the Order of Arts and Letters by the Minister of Culture. But Al-Malek says what his critics don't understand is that French ideals and Muslim ideals are the same.
Les valeurs de liberté, d'égalité, de fraternité sont des valeurs qui sont des valeurs de la République, mais qui sont aussi des valeurs de l'islam en réalité.
The values of the French Republic, freedom, equality and fraternity, those are the values that you can find in Islam. The problem is not the values, it's communication.
Since the attacks at Charlie Hebdo, he's pushed even harder on this message, trying to educate both his community and the French establishment on what it means to meet in the middle. But when I asked him what he sees as the high point of his artistic life so far, he paused.
C'est difficile parce que j'ai l'impression que...
I'm not sure how to answer that kind of question. Because I look ahead and I hope the best is yet to come. But one thing I'm very proud of is that I'm a kid from the bottom of the bottom of the heap. I'm the kid that everybody told, you won't be able to study, you won't be able to write, you won't be able to make music, and you won't be famous. And I've done all of those things. I have more films in the works, and I hope there's plenty more to come.
Le déterminisme n'existe pas, et qu'on peut transcender sa condition.
And that's the most important thing, that nothing is set in stone, and that nothing is predetermined.
Abdelmalek's first film, May Allah Bless France, comes out in the US next week. Sur le détroit de Gibraltar, il y a un jeune noir qui pleure un rêve qui prendra vie une fois passé Gibraltar. You can hear more from our series Muslim Artists Now at npr.org. Comme celui qui portait le nom de cette montagne. Sur le détroit de Gibraltar, il y a un jeune noir qui meurt sa vie bête de gangster rappeur. Mais sur le détroit de Gibraltar, il y a un jeune